It's not like any other podcast. Coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Well, hey everybody, Darren Garman here, and welcome to this week's podcast. I'm excited to talk about boring. Now, let me say that again. I'm excited to talk about boring. I'm trying to like sound excited to talk about. I don't know. It's not working, obviously. Hey, I hope you're having a great day today or whenever you're listening to this week's podcast. And before I jump into the podcast, one thing I do want to mention is I have had many of you contact me over the months about raising capital. And so much so that I've decided to have an event just limited to 27 participants. I'm going to have that event in July, and that event will be about raising capital, how to do it, the best way to do it, what you need to know, how you can be a pro at it, and all those things. So if you're interested, or if you're one of those members interested in raising capital for investment, this would be something that you would want information on. So if that is you, if you are interested, or you're one of those investors that has contacted me about this, just simply send me an email. Just email me, and in the email, just simply refer to the July event. And I will go ahead and send you some information on what you need to know about the July event, and we will go from there, okay? So let's talk about what I think is an often overlooked measuring stick to making a really, really good investment choice. And it flies in the face of conventional wisdom. It really does. So some of you, when you hear this, your eyes are going to glaze over. You're probably going to hit stop or pause on your, whether it's your phone you're listening to, computer, or another device. This is going to cause that kind of reaction from some of you. Some of you will be nodding your head in agreement with me, by the way. But there will be some of you that will be like, nah, there's no way. Especially with what we see day after day in the investment world. So let me ask you, what do you hear about when it comes to investing? What are some of the top high-flying investments you need to think about, get involved in, be an investor in? So let's talk technology stuff for a second. The list is long, but let's just hit like the top ones. You've got Uber, right? You've got Facebook. You've got LinkedIn. You've got Snapchat, Instagram, and a lot of social media investing. You've got Google. You've got Microsoft, and on and on and on. So a lot of the best investments that you think you should be making or should have made, or what people would consider great investments, would be in tech companies, right? And how boring are tech companies? They're not. They're not boring. I mean, they're kind of exciting. There's always stuff going on, flashes here, flashes there. And so the ones that I just mentioned are kind of the ones that are on the top of the list. But you don't really hear about all of the ones that don't do that well, do you? You know, if we really came down to making a list of great tech companies to invest in, the list really wouldn't be very long at the end of the day. And the list would probably be a small percentage of the number of tech companies that are out there. But we're all caught up into the flashy investment, aren't we? And that's just the way it is, because that's what we hear about. That's what makes news. That's what the media likes. So we hear about it. But if you really want the key to making a really, really good long-term investment, not only from a rate of return standpoint, but also from a protection and insulation standpoint. So recently I sent out an email about the thing you want to consider other than just what the hell is the rate of return. That's a question, but that's really should not be the only thing you think about here. You should also be thinking about protection of your money and your wealth and insulation of your money and your wealth based on the investment that you get into. So I would argue that if you make an investment in Uber or really any other kind of tech company, you're not really protected. You really have a little bit more risk than getting involved in a protected or insulated kind of investment. Or in other words, a boring investment. Because most of the time, boring investments are pretty damn insulated and pretty well protected. And I'm not just going to mention apartment communities, because they would fit in that category, obviously, especially communities located in the heartland of America. I mean, it's pretty boring here, right? When I attended a event and got to talk to and communicate with over 2 days other apartment property owners, and these are like big players. These are big leaguers here, major league people, and you know, not a one of them out of 40 plus owns any apartments in Iowa, right? Well, why is that? Because it's boring here. When you talk to people about where should you own real estate, does Iowa come at the top of the list? No, it doesn't. But when it comes to not only a good rate of return, but also insulating, also protecting, Iowa is pretty much now on the top of the list, right? But a lot of people don't think about that. And a lot of people should, because boring is where at least a significant amount of your money, whether it be regular or IRA money, needs to be. And so, and look, I do realize I talk a lot about apartment communities fitting the bill for most things. But let's look at boring for a second outside of apartment communities. Let's look at Warren Buffett for a second. What does Berkshire Hathaway invest in? Well, let me think. Dairy Queen. Okay, well, that's kind of boring. Zales Jewelry. Well, that's kind of boring. A real estate company. Residential and commercial. So if you didn't know, Berkshire Hathaway not only has a residential company, but they also have ownership in a commercial real estate company by the name of Berkadia. B-E-R, Berkadia, Berkshire, you get it? Which is a successful multifamily apartment broker. Boring stuff. Okay. Gillette, boring. If you go to Berkshire's events and you see all of the investments that are, you know, have their... they're on display. They're all pretty damn boring. You know, there really isn't a high flying, unbelievable tech investment in there. Why is that? Well, because boring is pretty damn profitable, even outside of apartment communities and even outside of the heartland of America. I mean, you know, Berkshire Hathaway recently bought a gas company. Well, not recently. It would have been about maybe 15 years ago, but called MidAmerican Energy. Gas company. Boring. Right? Power companies. Staples. Things people use. American Express. Boring. Okay? So, why? Because not only is it profitable, but there's protection and there's insulation in every single one of those investments, right? And so when you think about what your plan is, especially if you're older, so if you're like my age, by the way, I turn 52 as I'm recording this tomorrow. Tomorrow is my birthday as I'm recording this, and whenever you're listening to it, my birthday is on March 29th, so whenever you listen to this. So if you're like my age, this really, really becomes important. And not that it's not important if you're in your early 20s, late 20s, 30s, whatever. I mean, it's important, but you can afford to make a mistake here or there. And you still have time to kind of make stuff up, make up ground on maybe some lost money, some lost investment monies that may have been a mistake or mistakes you have made. But as you get older, like me, and you're 52 or older, or you're in your mid-40s, or you're in your mid-60s, or early 60s, whatever, the time, you don't have it. So this becomes really important when you get to that point. This subject of not only rate of return, which is important, but also boring investments, and what kind of benefit do you get from them? Again, insulation for the most part, for most of them, protection from most of them. Now, of course, I'm not talking I'm talking figuratively here. I'm not talking literally. But there's a sense of that. There's some of that there when it gets to boring investments. But why do more of us not invest in boring investments? Because it's boring. We can't really talk about this when we're hanging out with the relatives. This isn't really good cocktail party conversation. This isn't really that impressive. When we run into people and we're kind of trying to think of things to talk about and we get to this and, I own part of a 160-unit property in Iowa. I mean, that's really not that exciting of a conversation. You know, I just bought Alphabet's third IPO, or Lyft's IPO or whatever. That's more fun to talk about. That's more interesting. And then you want to get to the extreme of this. You look at Bitcoin. So Bitcoin's probably on the other end of the boring spectrum. Wouldn't you agree? What has happened to Bitcoin? Right? This exciting Bitcoin and what it can do and how it can, really become this ultimate investment. And people are going to be making these double-digit, even triple-digit returns. So getting involved in Bitcoin was all about rate of return. That's what it was all about. I mean, you can't tell me if you got involved in it, you understood what the hell was going on. Because you didn't. There's no way you did. Right? But, rate of return. And I remember it's kind of funny. So my oldest daughter's boyfriend, he has a really good job. He's in his mid-20s. Has a good job. Makes good money. And so, of course, he takes some of that money and he throws it into Bitcoin. And for about 2 months, I'm hearing about what unbelievable returns he's getting and all of this and how fun it is and exciting and et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know where I'm going with this. Now he's, licking his wounds. He's lost money. Right. So there you go. You are either on this boring track or you're on the I really need something exciting track. And all of us, including me, are guilty of being bored, getting involved in investments we probably shouldn't get involved in, not thinking through the insulation, not thinking through the protection, just thinking rate of return, and it's kind of fun and it's kind of interesting, and off we go. And how many times does that turn into a mistake? Most of the time. I can tell you when I've lost money in investments like that, it's been because I got bored. I decided to get into something kind of cool that would be kind of interesting. And, I'm licking my wounds. And so as you kind of go through, we're almost done with the first quarter of this year. As you're listening to this, you'll probably be into the second quarter more than likely. Think about areas of your investment world where maybe you need to be a bit more boring. Okay. Think of areas in your investment, whether it's IRA, 401k, pension, regular monies. Where are you invested where you're not as insulated and protected as you need to be just because you don't want to invest in something that's kind of boring? Okay. Because it's worth the thought. You know, it's not any fun to be involved in boring investments, but it sure is a hell of a lot more profitable in the long term. You're more protected and you're more insulated. And that doesn't mean you can't have a little bit of fun here and there, but just take a look at where you're at. Take a look at your goals over the next year, 2 years, 5 years. Where should some of your money be? Where should a certain percentage, large, smaller, whatever, be? And I would tell you to seriously consider boring. Okay? Track record for boring, pretty good. Excitement gauge, not so good. But at the end of the day, what's more important? That's right. Wealth accumulation is where it's all at. And keep that in mind when it comes to making those decisions on where you should be placing money, where you should be parking money. Because not only does it make sense to look for rates of return, but you also want to look for places that insulate you, your money, protect you and your money as well. And most often those places are boring. All right. Well, look, have a great day. Have a great rest of your week or weekend whenever you're listening to me. And we'll talk to you soon. Take care. We'll see you. Bye-bye. Hey there, Darren Garman here again. And just a quick reminder, we will be having an event in July for those folks that have consistently contacted me about raising capital. Yes, I do a fair amount of capital raising for apartment communities, small ones, large ones, many times during the year. And so, not surprisingly, many of you have contacted me about that process. How do you do it? What are the things I should know? What should we be thinking about? Et cetera, et cetera. So, in July, I'm going to have an event for 27, that's it, 27 people, where you can take a deep, deep dive into this and learn what you need to do, how you need to do it the right way, and to be as profitable with it as you possibly can, as soon as you can. So if this is something you are interested in, you've contacted me before, this is something that is of interest to you, simply send me an email for information, and all that email needs to say is July event. Send me information on the July event, and I will make sure you get information to get you started and going on possibly being involved in our July event. All right. Take care. We'll see you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.